This is the human predicament. Mankind has been alienated from God. That predicament has been unchanged since Adam. Adam rebelled against God. He fled and attempted to hide from God. Now, God didn't change, but everything in man had changed. Adam sought to be his own God. In doing so, he turned away from his creator and the source of life. Since then, rebellion has been fallen man's plight. Enmity is all that sinners have toward a holy God. Sinners hate God. He is holy, and they are not. His law is an affront to their egos. He calls people to be holy just as he is holy. Jesus demanded perfect righteousness just as the Heavenly Father is righteous. His law is absolute. There is no room for deviation, none whatsoever. So Adam and Eve were banished from the garden. And that was the result of their alienation from God. It's no wonder that people prefer a God of their own making, a Jesus of their own imaginations, to the God of Scripture. A good teacher Jesus, or a Jesus who overlooks your sinful behavior, is the kind of Jesus who would not be struck in the face, verbally abused, physically abused, nailed to the cross, and killed. That kind of a God can't save you. He's fake, an imposter. Adam doesn't need a God who just encourages him to do better next time. For Adam has eaten. Adam has rebelled. You see, Adam needs a God who can plead his case, who can bear his flesh and do what Adam failed to do. He needs a God with human flesh, who keeps the law perfectly. He needs a God who can be struck in the face. Unless he can receive your blows, this God can't bear your sins. Behold the man. God has become man in Jesus. He has become a God whom you can strike. Now the Creator's "Where are you, Adam?" has become "Why do you strike me?" On the night Jesus was arrested, he stood before the high priest, and Jesus was questioned about his teaching, and he responded, "Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." With these words, one of the officers standing close to Jesus struck him in the cheek, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Behold the man, Jesus. Behold, God has a face that can be struck. Behold, God has a back that can be whipped. Behold, God has hands into which spikes, nails can be driven. This may sound horrible to us, but it is good for sinners. Behold the man who comes to allow himself to be struck by the same sinners that he seeks to redeem. This is the God who can be struck in the face by you and who can bear all your sins. Behold the one despised and rejected by men, whom no one esteemed. Behold this one who has borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. Behold this man who in your place was stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Behold him pierced for your transgressions, crushed for your iniquities. Behold the man upon whom the chastisement, the punishment that has brought you peace. Behold the wounds by which you are healed. In his flesh, Jesus bears all mankind's sinful, rebellious hatred of God. He receives the blows that you would have received. And all of this he does gladly. He gladly suffers for you. His righteousness is a gift that he gives not to those who deserve it, but to those least deserving of it. He has borne all of mankind's hatred, and worse, all the Father's punishment for man's rebellion. He has answered them with his life, even his own cheek that bore that strike in the court that evening. The solution to your hatred of God is not to remain quiet, but to confess, to speak the truth revealed by God's law. Your flesh is sinful. Your flesh does not desire God. And when you confess your sin, he is faithful and just, merciful and compassionate. The pastor raises a hand, not to strike, but to comfort. He pronounces the verdict of a holy God. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus turns the other cheek. God turns away from his wrath. Behold the man who would rather endure abuse at the hands of sinners than allow sinners to have to answer for their own sins. In him you have been made righteous. In the water of baptism you have been made new again. Behold the man. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.